morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson filling in for your regular host, Thomas Watson, who's away on a short trip. We're broadcasting live from the historic Clay County Courthouse, and as always, we think we've got a good show lined up for you today. A lot of things going on in Clay County, and we will discuss those shortly. Going to have a couple of guests here today with me as well, Dr. Doug Young and head of our three-star program, and Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan will also join us shortly. We're going to talk about several of the good things that are going on in Clay County, good news, and it's always good to spread that. A little bit later on, we'll also have our birthday and anniversary announcement and the drawing for a Dairy Queen ice cream cake, one of the best treats in the world, in my opinion. But before we do all that, we're going to give our sponsors time to tell us about what they do. We're grateful to them, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination. Our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson filling in for Thomas Watson. I have Dr. Doug Young and County Mayor Dale Reagan with us today. We will talk to these guys off and on, mostly on here after just a little bit. We do have some housekeeping to do. We want to remind everybody of a couple of things that are either going on right now or will be going on soon. And first and foremost, guys, would certainly be the Clay County Fair. The Midway has been open for two nights already. Tonight will be the third night. And real quickly, let's take a look at the remaining fair schedule. For tonight, Thursday, June 13th, we'll remind everyone that the Kids Gate admission is free, and a wristband can be purchased for $15 for rides. Starting at 6 p.m., two different things, the Sheep Show and also the Century Farm Dinner, and that will be held in the entertainment complex. Now, that's for those folks who have had a piece of property that is used as farmland for at least 100 years in the county, and we actually have several of those. Also on tap tonight, 7 p.m., the Youth ATV and Dirt Bike Rodeo in the arena, and that's for folks 15 and under. Tomorrow evening, again, Midway open all these nights. Friday, June 14th at 6 p.m. is the Open Beef Cattle Show. That's in the Ag Pavilion. 7 p.m. is the Lawn and Garden Tractor Pull. I'm sure that's an interesting event. And also at 7 p.m. in the arena will be the Quarter Horse Show. And the fair will wrap up on Saturday evening. That's June the 15th. A couple of things there as well. At 6 p.m., Lawn and Garden Tractor Pull. And at 7 p.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Rodeo for ages 16 plus. So a great fair underway. Mayor Reagan, I know you've been involved in some of the early festivities over there. Tuesday was Senior Day, I believe.
It was. They had a good turnout and a lot of vendors that came out. I know that Sandra had worked with a lot of businesses around and in our surrounding counties and stuff that came up and was sponsors of that, and we want to certainly express a thank you to all those that came out and made that possible for us.
And we need to give a shout out to all the folks who are involved in the fair in any way. Certainly the fair board and a lot of other folks who volunteer and make this what is actually longer than a week-long event possible. Starts with the Fairest of the Fair and the beauty pageant on the Saturday night before the Midway opens, and there's something really off and on for 8 days, and that takes a lot of folks. Both of you guys have been involved in a lot of volunteer work. It takes a lot of folks to make these things happen, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. You can't do it. Can't do it without it. I mean, there's no possible way that we could be to where we're at right now. Of course, first of all, with the help of the good Lord up above, but all those folks that have stepped up to the plate for the last few years and have donated their time to make things where they're at right now.
And we can say that about a lot of different things, and as our show goes on, we'll be talking about a lot of those things as well. We'll end our discussion of the fair by urging everybody to go out and support that, and by saying that the admission at the gate is $3 each evening, but again, we'll remind everyone, kids' admission is free tonight, so go out and take advantage of that. Another housekeeping thing before we get into our main discussion is the fact that the what we hope certainly will be another big event, and it was discussed on Clay County Corner last week, the Farmers Market will begin this Saturday here on the square. It will begin, well, I guess as early as anybody's here to sell and anybody wants to come by, but officially 8 a.m. until probably around noon, or as long as the goods last. And plans are for the Farmers Market, which again will be held right here on the Courthouse Square, will be every Saturday basically as long as the season holds out. It could be that we even have some fall goods, pumpkins and such, and we might even go on down into October. We'll see how that plays out. Been a lot of discussion about a farmer's market for many years, particularly I guess the last couple of years, and we just want to urge everybody to get out and support this. Number one, we certainly need vendors who are willing to sell their products, but number two, we got to have folks come out and open their wallets and buy some of these goods. It's a two-edged sword. We need goods to be sold, but we need all the folks who have said, boy, that farmer's market is a great idea to come out and actually buy something from our farmers and gardeners. But again, a reminder, the farmer's market will kick off for this season, this year, this Saturday, June 15th, 8 a.m., right here at the Clay County Courthouse.
Kevin, I got a question for
sure.
You on that. If somebody does want to come up, do they just will there be somebody here to help coordinate it, or to just come up and find them a place and set up? Or
thanks for reminding me about that, Mayor. Actually, there is a vendor process to go through, not a complicated thing. You need to talk to the folks at Extension, Kristen Rich in particular, who has is basically our leader on the farmer's market, and I think Kristen was on the radio last week. You just have to register for it. Now, it's not a big process, but you do have to do a little bit of paperwork to become, I guess, with, say, an official vendor. I just want a record of everybody, and there are a few rules that will be explained as you register for a vendor, but it's not a complicated process at all, but there are a few rules and regulations that we need to make our vendors aware of, and they will take care of that for you at the extension office, and you can reach them if you can't go in person at 243-2311 and just ask for Kristen, and she will take care of you. Thanks for reminding me of that, Mayor.
Would that be available Saturday morning here at the courthouse?
My guess is if somebody wants to show up Saturday, there will be forms that could be filled out pretty much on the spot. But we'd urge everybody to do that as far in advance as you can. Of course, far in advance now means 2 days, basically. But again, not a complicated process. Might could even be done by email or fax if you want to do it that way. But I guess in person would be the easiest. But again, if you have any questions about that, call the folks at the extension office. Ask for Kristen. That's 243-2311. And again, we urge everyone to get out and support our farmers market as well. A couple other things in the headlines this week that we probably should mention. There is a newly founded group of local business owners called the Clay County Business Association that is going to be I guess we could say directing two different events, hosting one event. One is it's being called Summerfest. It's the first annual. Plans are to have one of these each year. This year it will be on Friday evening, June the 21st. That'll feature live music, sidewalk sales, and a lot of other activities, and that'll be from 6 to 10 p.m. Again, that's Friday, June 21st. Now, something that the Business Association will be directing before that event is a cleanup. And there is a cleanup set for next Monday and Tuesday, June 17th and the 18th, of basically just the downtown area here. And a lot of different folks are going to be involved. Not only is the Business Association going to be involved, they're coordinating with the City of Salina workers on that, some other civic and faith-based organizations, and my understanding also is that Tennessee Tech University will be partnering on this cleanup and may be partnering with the Business Association on some other things as time goes on as well. But again, the Summerfest is Friday, June 21st, and the cleanup, if you want to be involved in that, and folks, that'll be mostly, like we were discussing, volunteer work. If you want to come out and make a difference, that's Monday and Tuesday, this coming week, June 17th and the 18th. Guys, am I missing anything in terms of upcoming events before we shift our focus here? Well, before we start into the meat of our program, it's time for another short break. We'll let our sponsors have a few words, and we'll be back to talk about some good news for Clay County right after this.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make payment a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting today with interviewed guest, Dr. Doug Young of our three-star program, County Mayor Dale Reagan. As everybody knows, we've had some tough news to endure for a while here in Clay County, various things that are, I guess we'd have to say, of a negative nature. We want to talk about some positive things today. A lot of good things going on. A lot of grant money has been made available to us and some other things going on, and we want to focus on those things for the remainder of our show today. Mayor, we'll start out with a project that's got several zeros attached to it. The county has received, you can correct me on the term, but it's basically a home grant. Is that a fair way for us to start?
That's fair, yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we've been very fortunate here that we, and probably been about 5-6 years ago, we got some grant through the THDA Housing Authority, and we've been trying our very best every year to reapply, and so this year we're so pleased to announce that we got the letter. And we were accepted. So we've got a $500,000, $500,000 housing grant. And so it's in the beginning stages here. We got some more stuff to do. I know Lindsay with the Upper Cumberland Development District is going to be our administrator over it. And she attended a meeting this past Tuesday in Murfreesboro to go over all the guidelines and things that we've got to get ready for, and so we'll be announcing here in the short future of a public meeting to where that folks can come out and apply, fill out application, and then we'll go from there. So yeah, this is wonderful news. We've not, like I said a moment ago, we've been very blessed in the past over the last few years that we've have acquired those grants and were able to secure some of them, and but this time this year we got that and we're tickled to death for.
Now, will this be used, Mayor, strictly to build new houses or to do home repair or some combination, or how will it be administered?
Combination of both.
Okay.
And one of the things now that they did tell me that. In the past, they had, would consider mobile homes, and that's not in there now. That don't qualify. Remanufacturing homes or anything is not going to be in the qualifications for any of it. But if your home needs repair, that can be considered, as well as new construction. And there's not a lot of grants that we get involved with when it comes to home repair. You have to be a certain age, and but this one here is not. There's no age limit on it. You do have to own your own property.
Okay.
And but there's some guidelines and stuff that we'll go over that the folks will come up whenever we get that, and we'll certainly be back up here to let you all help us remind the public out there whenever these meetings are going to take place, so that everybody has the opportunity to come out and apply. And hopefully, $500,000,
that's a lot of money.
It's quite a bit to help, we'll do some things. But, if you start building new houses, it won't go far. But, maybe we can do a lot of repairs on some homes and also, replace some homes.
Now, it's been long enough since I built a house or even attempted to buy a house, certainly not being involved in that. What does it cost a square foot to build new construction now, basically? I've lost...
Well, on residential, I really don't know. I'd be afraid if I throw the number out there, I'd miss it. I know what it is on commercial because we're working on working on this jail project and stuff, and you're looking at anywhere from $290 to $300 a square foot.
Wow.
On commercial.
Right.
And,
sure.
Which residential is my daughter and son-in-law, they're in the process of rebuilding their home where they... an unfortunate event happened last October that they lost their home to a fire, and it cost us. He told me, my son-in-law said, it's costing us twice as much to build this back as what we did, 15 years ago.
Right. Well, no surprise there, and all of us can remember when you could build locally here in Clay County for what $30 a square foot or less, probably.
Yeah, $15 square foot, probably, you know, but everything is, and that's just, you know, that's the nature of the economy that we, and the world we live in, you know, things have a tendency to go up for some reason.
Absolutely. As Mayor, I know it's early on in the process, but who will be the local contact for this, or do we even know that right now?
On the housing grant?
Yes. Will it go through the mayor's office?
It'll be a combination of both, but the development district, the Upper Cumberland Development District, will be the one that will be administering this for us.
Right.
And so that all that contact and stuff will, it'll semi-flow through my office, but they'll be the ones that will be doing the administration of it.
And the development district does a lot of that kind of things for us.
They do an outstanding job. They do an outstanding job because, I mean, I don't know what I would do as far as when it comes to some of the things. And I was in a meeting yesterday afternoon with a young lady that is going to be administering this particular grant.
Right.
And we were going over some more stuff that, you know, that some things out there that I'm wanting to look into that we are, we still, you know, it's sad that we got, it's good that we got, you know, broadband pretty much across the county, but it's sad that we've got some areas out there that still don't have potable water.
Right.
And so that was a big discussion that we had. And we also, I know last week, Kevin, you were there at my office, and we had the opportunity and the privilege and to get to meet with the senior advisor for Governor Lee.
Yes.
The governor's office was there, and that was some discussion that we had, too, that she was just wanting us to give her some ideas of what she could take back and relay them to the governor of our needs and stuff out in the small rural areas. And I want to applaud the governor for his first act of business. The executive order that he laid down was that he wanted attention directed toward the rural communities and especially the distressed areas and stuff. And you guys, we can all, I think, agree that in the last few months we've been seeing a lot of that taking place, because I don't think since I've been in office, I've ever had the opportunity to meet a lot of directors and commissioners or assistant commissioners
right.
and deputy commissioners from different departments, especially in the Economic Development Department and everything that has come by and sat down and talked to us and here at on the local level.
Well, Mayor, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and please do, but I believe we're up to four now, either commissioners, assistant commissioners, or somebody who reports directly to the governor with no layer in between in the last 4 months, I believe.
So
we're averaging basically one a month, and the agriculture commissioner has already scheduled a visit. I'm wanting to say that's July next month, and who knows who we might see between now and then. But, yeah, we're getting a lot of attention right now, and something that's going to take place later this year. We don't know the exact location, but we were informed there will be a summit for distressed counties, and we're one of 15 counties in the state that fall in that category. Nobody else there. You know, when we all go to the governor's conference or some other large meeting, all 95 counties are represented, and there's hundreds of people there. You know, this will be for that small group of folks who fall into the distressed category, and I think that's a great idea.
It is, yeah, and we appreciate that and everything they're doing out there. So, I mean, you know, that along with some more, you know, good news, positive news, you know, like you said, Kevin, we have been hit. We're small here in number, but we're strong. And the Lord be our helper, we're coming through this. And a lot of good things are taking place. A lot of good things are coming down the pike. We got a $250,000 grant through the health department that is 100% grant.
Right.
We're going to be doing some work out there on the health department in the basement, doing some renovations and stuff out there to upgrade that and to make sure that we're getting hit to be able to meet the public needs as we can. And also our $20,000 health grant that we're using, and hopefully right now we've got it directed toward the Dawson Park area out there. And hopefully with the help of course, the city is the one that got to acquire that, and I know they're working hard to get that done. And also with Congressman Rose's office, they're working with us on on the Corps of Engineers side to see if we can't get that process sped up, and hopefully they'll get that all secured by October to where that $20,000 can start, you know, going in that direction to help with the park up there to get some things going. I know we had a lot of folks that have their interest is, you know, some things that we need to do for our younger generation, and hopefully, you know, that we'll be able to do some of that stuff.
A lot of good news in Clay County, a lot of positive things. We're going to talk about some more positive things right after this commercial break. Please stay with us.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing type or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Thanks for staying with us. Have another good show in progress here. Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for Thomas Watson. Today, talking to County Mayor Dale Reagan, and in a short time, our three-star director, Dr. Doug Young, about a lot of good news, grant money flowing into the county, always good news. Before we resume that conversation, do need to mention our birthdays and anniversaries. All these folks are eligible, and their names will be put into our sophisticated selection system in a short time, and a name will be drawn out for a free Dairy Queen ice cream cake, one of the great treats of all time. Eligible this week, we have four birthdays, one anniversary. Taylor Lee Strong, Mildred Short, Bella Bean, and Austin Melton are all eligible for on the birthday side, and we also have one anniversary. Carolyn and David Browning celebrated an anniversary on June the 13th, I lost track of what today was. Today's the 13th. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all these folks. And right before the end of our show, we'll draw a name out, and one of these folks will get that free ice cream cake from Dairy Queen. County Mayor Dale Reagan just told us about some grant money to the tune of, well, I guess we add all that up, Mayor, that's over $750,000 for different things. Certainly big, big numbers, another significant number in terms of grant money that we've received lately. We're very proud of is a site development grant from the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. This will be used for due diligence at the Mitchell Street Industrial Park. Mayor, you've been on the ID board as long as you've been in office. That's set up to be that way. The ID board purchased the Mitchell Street property is a little bit before my time, maybe 3 years ago,
yep,
thereabouts. It's a work in progress. Taking a piece of land and turning it into an industrial park is a painstaking process. It takes a while. You don't just own a piece of property and say it's an industrial park. A lot of work has to go into that. This will help that process. It's an amount of roughly $60,000 for due diligence, which in our instance here in Clay County will include soil borings, some more shovel testing, and the development of a master grading plan that meets state standards. And, Mayor, the eventual goal here is to have two what's now called pad-ready sites at the Mitchell Street property. And it's called that because it's located adjacent to Mitchell Street right here in town.
Correct, yeah. And without that, we have no opportunity as far as recruiting new industry in here. And I mean, you've got to have, as you've alluded to many times, you know, we don't have no inventory, and with this right here will enable us to be able to give you some tools to where that you'll be able to advertise out there, and hopefully Lord be our helper, get some industry in here. And even, you know, and we've even talked about this, Kevin, and, you know, even our existing industries that we have, for instance, if they see the need that they need to expand or whatever, that will be available to
Absolutely.
Them as well.
Absolutely. It's not just to attract new industry to town. It is to help, if they need the help, any existing industry that we have who's looking to expand. I want to give a shout-out for the site development grant, again, to the Upper Cumberland Development District, who helped us with the application of that and helped us with a presentation we had to go make in Nashville about that. Also, the Middle Tennessee Industrial Development Association, MTIDA, who offers us help in this arena. And we certainly want to thank State Representative Kelly Kiesling and State Senator Mark Pody for their help in helping us secure this grant. But this will help us move forward in developing that site. The Mitchell Street location was purchased due to the fact, and other reasons as well, that all the necessary utilities are available there. And that's a situation you don't often run into. If you buy land out in farmland out in a county somewhere, and we're not the only one this is the case for. We've talked to neighboring counties that have the same situation. They may have four of the five necessary utilities, but you typically, in those situations, don't have a sewer system unless that company that moves there chooses to do that themselves. But if you've got it available, that helps grease the wheels a whole lot.
Absolutely.
So,
that's a big factor in the game, that's for sure.
So $6 there to add to our other total. And again, thanks to everyone who helped make that site development grant possible. Dr. Young, we're going to head your direction here. We've got various things to talk about. Now, I have one written down here that has just been announced too. We have received, a marble grant. Basically, let's talk about that for just a minute.
From the Tennessee Arts Commission, it granted us some money to put up temporary walls around the marble yard that we have over at the park. That will allow the marble players to be able to play during the wintertime. And I think they've noticed that some young people, if the basketball is about the only athletic event you have going on in cold weather, and so this will give the young folks an opportunity to get over there and learn how to play rodeo and be taught by the masters.
Well, and Roly-Ho will be featured in a project that we're really not at liberty to talk a lot about right now, but will, as time draws on later this year, promotional videos for the county. I can't keep from saying filming, even though film's not used anymore, but that took place earlier this week, actually. A group that contracts with the state was in town shooting Roly-Ho marbles, Dale Hall Lake, the river, three of our local industries, and that'll all be put in the form of several promotional videos for the county, which will help us tremendously. But marbles is, it's very unique, and folks who do filming and documentaries and videos find it to be very appealing. You know, the roly-hole, it's a unique game played in two counties in the world, basically.
And we have world championship players here.
Oh, absolutely.
In Clay County.
And we've had a group of folks who traveled across the water to play in England way back when. Roly-hole, a big thing for us here, and that's certainly good news that we got a grant that will help do that. Marbles is seeing something of a rebirth. You know, we had an older generation. They're kind of passing the torch. But let me tell you, the folks in this older generation are not ready to go, what do they say, silently into the night. That's the beauty of roly-hole. And, of course, I enjoy golf. There's sports for a lifetime. I mean, as long as you can kneel down, you can still play marbles pretty well. And we have a lot of older folks who still play marbles really well.
Well, I'm not so sure that I could kneel down that long anymore.
You might get down. We just have to get somebody to get you back up.
Yeah, I'd have to have help getting
Kevin, you touched on there a minute ago about the group that came out and did the, like I said, FEMIN, and that's
right.
What we want to relate to it, too. The expense of that is, you don't realize how much that, what a blessing that's been to us that we were able to get that done.
And that's... That did not come in the form of a grant because no money is going to exchange hands, but they're just doing it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know really what dollar amount to attach to it, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a
We've
lot.
We've had the opportunity to see some that they've done in other counties, and they're just very, very high quality. And that will allow us now to put Clay County on YouTube, on our Facebook, and maybe even at some other places that we've discussed. That
right.
could even go nationwide.
Well, we'll now have tools to use that there's no way we could have ever have afforded on our own. And we live, let's face it, in a digital video age, and this will take us up to another level in terms of being able to promote the county, and that's what it's all about. Looks like it's time for another quick commercial break. We'll talk more about the good news in Clay County on Clay County Corner right after these messages. Stay with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here with County Mayor Dale Reagan and three-star director Dr. Doug Young, talking about some good news in Clay County in terms of grant money that is flowing in. Some very, very large grants, some that are smaller, but they're all very important as we do our best to promote Clay County and continue to raise the quality of life here. Dr. Young, a recent addition at the Chamber office as a result of the three-star program is a new electronic sign. Tell us about that.
Well, that was hard to come by because the states had some bad experience with those. If you stick them up where the area is polluted with those electronic bulletin boards, people don't pay much attention to them. I know over in Livingston, in about a half-mile stretch there's about six of those, and they're all commercial. But where ours is located, just one side, I think you'll be able to get a lot of information. Now, in order to get that, we had to do some surveys to determine where people got their news, and we determined the number one place was by word of mouth. And they've got to know what's happening. And we determined from a 2016 study that was done by the Department of Transportation that 5,000 vehicles pass the Chamber of Commerce every day. And so that means everybody's going to have an opportunity to see what's going on. There's a good place to pull off to the side there and read the whole board, or you might be able to read most of it. That's a really good place for a sign, because you have about 31 seconds from the time you first come into the vision where you can read it. Now, sometimes we may put too many lines on there, and the words will be too small, but hopefully people will start paying attention to that board and get the word to you, Kevin, at the chamber, you and Amanda out there, that we got a community event that needs to go on the board, so everybody will know about it.
Absolutely.
Too often we heard that a week later, 2 days later, after an event, people would say, "Wow, I would have gone to that if I'd known it." Well, now they ought to know about it.
Well, between Clay County Corner, between what we put on Facebook, between what we put in the newspapers, and now with an electronic sign, hopefully we will get the word out as much as we possibly can. We live in a different time now where you have to spread your information over a lot of different, I think the word they use now is platforms, in order to make sure you got everybody. Because one age group does this thing, another age group gets it from this source, and so on. But the sign will be a big help. You can call the chamber at 243-3338 if you have information that you need to put on the sign. We'll do our best to make that happen. We've got a lot of fair information going on right now, as we should have, and some other things. But kudos to the three-star program and you for making that happen. What else have you got going on?
Well, one thing we might mention is the retirement committee. They're very, very active. They worked through the three-star program. We were able to get a 75-inch TV, and the mayor got it hung on the wall here, and so now they have activities going on because we have the 75-inch TV. If you're a senior citizen and you'd like to do the Tai Chi exercise program, every weekday at 9 o'clock in the morning, they turn that TV on and get the Tai Chi teachers on it, and they have an exercise program going on there. We'd like to find somebody who could teach square dancing or line dancing. We have a lot of senior citizens who would like to do that. And we have art classes going on. The three-star program was able to pay for some art teachers for the senior citizens this year. Something else that just recently happened that I understand was a great success, the senior citizens took a trip to the brand new State Museum in Nashville.
Absolutely.
And they had a fantastic time, I understand. They were able to have a guided tour of the museum, and then they were able to eat at the farmer's market, which is just adjacent to the museum, and then walk out on the huge map of Tennessee that's on the ground down at Centennial Plaza. So that was a great treat, and maybe we could do that again sometime. About 15 of them went on this trip, and maybe we could get another group to be able to do that. So if you'd like to do that, let us know, and we'll see if we can arrange another trip like that. If you'd like to become an active volunteer in the retirement committee, they meet the second Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the chamber. Just show up, and we'll get you enrolled and find you something to volunteer to do.
And you don't have to be retired to be a member of the committee, do you?
No, you do not.
Most are, but you do not have to be.
Do not. You might be helping with some kind of an event for the retirees.
Absolutely.
I know that that Michael and Susan are busy putting together a murder mystery for later in the summer out of the retirement committee. That's going to be an interesting thing to do. So a lot of things happening with the retirement community. And one good thing I'll mention, some great news, Mayor. We heard from the census folks who do a census every year. They have some sort of a formula they use. But for the first time in a long, long, long time, Clay County's population was up instead of down. We actually grew, according to them, by 23 people. And that's just fantastic.
And that you know, it's that 23 people, it's usually a loss. So that's a plus. That's the important thing. Maybe we've stopped the bleeding.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why that we're so excited about that is that, you know, a lot of our grant funding and stuff like that is based on the population. And that's why that I know that, Dr. Young, you all were going to touch on this a little bit, and I don't mean to get in front of you, but express that, you know, how important it is for the next few months. You're going to be hearing a lot and seeing a lot about the 2020 census. Everybody, please, please register for that. And that's how that we can secure our grant funding. And one person, if you're not registered, is a loss of around $1,000 or so
per year. For 10 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you just think about that, and, you know, what that can be an advantage or a disadvantage to us by you not registering or registering.
I don't know that it is, but our schools are funded on the BEP program from the state, and they have a formula that they use to determine how much money Clay County gets. And I'm sure that the census is figured into that formula somewhere. And you never really know how that those census numbers are used. So it's just very, very important. You'll get a little questionnaire in the mail or online. It's going to be a very short form to just take a few minutes to fill out. This year, let's make an all-out effort to make that happen. We may have more people in Clay County than we think we have.
And guys, it's interesting to note, we just added another member to that yesterday. We have organized, and that does run through the chamber if you want to be involved, a complete count committee to help focus on the census count that will come up next year. Now, this committee is not going out and counting people. It's just to help direct the effort to make sure that everybody is counted. If you want to be a part of that, again, call 243-3338 or come by the chamber. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that they are looking for census workers. Now, don't contact us for that. You have to do that online. That is the only way to apply for a census job, which obviously is a part-time situation. I understand the pay in Clay County will be $14 an hour, and I think travel is 58 cents an hour, which is, that's a good travel rate. Mm-hmm. It really is. So if you're interested in some part-time employment next year, go online simply to census.gov, and you can fill out an application there. Looks like it's time for us to take one last commercial break. We've got some more good news to discuss about things that are going on in Clay County right after this.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We're in the midst of talking about a lot of good news about good things that are going on in Clay County with County Mayor Dale Reagan and three-star head Dr. Doug Young. Before we get back to that conversation, we'll take care of our birthdays and anniversaries and make the drawing for that wonderful Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Before we mention who's eligible and draw the name out, we will say, in order to claim this cake, you need to come by the commerce in person, and we'll give you the necessary certificate and gift card to pick that up. Here are the folks who are eligible. Four birthdays: Taylor Lee Strong, Mildred Short, Bella Bean, and Austin Melton. And one anniversary, Carolyn and David Browning celebrating an anniversary today, and I'm going to ask Dr. Young to delve into our sophisticated selection system. We laugh about that. If you actually saw what it was, it's not sophisticated at all.
I can pick that up.
And we have a winner, and that winner is Bella Bean. Hopefully we have that name right. I'm sure whoever the winner is will recognize it, and we apologize if we've got it a little bit wrong. Just come by, you or a family member, and pick up that certificate and gift card, and you can take it to the Dairy Queen and get that cake. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
To our winner. Absolutely. Happy birthday to everybody and who's named here and those who are not named. Mayor, you had an announcement you wanted to make before we end the program today, too. And we have a few minutes.
Thank you, Kevin. The County Commission will be meeting back in regular session this coming Monday night, which is the 17th. We had postponed our normal meeting on the first Monday night of the month, excuse me, and for budgetary reasons, and so we'll be meeting at 6:30 this coming Monday night at the new government complex down there in the new courtroom, and come out and be with us. We'll go over the business of the county, and then immediately following the adjournment of the county commission meeting, we'll be going into hopefully will be our last budget meeting, and hopefully we can get that. And go over those departments, and the budget committee will have the budget ready to go before the county commission to vote on, and so hopefully we're winding that process down and everything. So we're in the middle of that, so appreciate the opportunity to let me tell the folks that come out and be with us Monday night at 6:30 down here at the government complex.
Absolutely. Another bit of good news that just occurred to me. Mayor, we were at a ribbon cutting at Salina Health and Rehab. They have expanded their facility here in town. They've added, I guess you might say, a complete rehab wing where folks who are would be going for short-term rehab, you know, a week or two or whatever the situation might be, depending on what you've had done. Folks would be housed there and do the rehab all in that new wing. But a lot of
beautiful,
folks,
yeah, beautiful it's place.
Great wing, and a lot of folks on hand for that and for the annual cookout that they have there. Thanks for the invitation to the folks at Salina Health and Rehab.
And Kevin, if I may,
sure.
I failed to make mention of some more grants that we had, and I'll turn it back to Dr. Young. Was we also were able to secure a CDBG for the EMS, and as we speak, a new ambulance is being manufactured for the ambulance service, as well as some equipment that they applied for through that grant to the tune of about $222,000 for that, and also a hospital grant that we were able to secure for the EMS
for
services
equipment.
For some more equipment that they would be needing at the tune of about $50,000, and we also got the word that our solid waste department received a recycling equipment grant that they're going to be applying for a horizontal baler down there to bale with cardboard and stuff at a tune of about $50,000. So we everything is looking good for us, and we certainly appreciate the good Lord's help for all this.
Well, I'm not a mathematician, but I believe that takes us over $1 million here. That's a lot of money.
And for those that require a match, because we're a three-star county, we got a cut off on the match.
Yeah, on the CDBGs, we get a cut on that, as well as the hospital grant was 5%, and even our recycling equipment grant, it helps us on that as well. And so that's, as you mentioned a moment ago, a lot of good positive news out there for everybody, you know.
Absolutely.
And one thing some people don't seem to understand is when you get a grant, you're just getting started.
Yeah.
Then you have to do the work, and you have to keep up with the paperwork. There's a tremendous amount of effort after the grant comes along.
A lot of things that has to take place. And Lisa works in my office down there, and pretty much everybody knows Donna and Lisa. And because I don't know what I'd do without them, but Lisa is our Title VI coordinator. And she told me the other day, said, "Mayor, you're wearing me out. Every time we turn around, you know, she has to do another form for the Title VI." And
That's always a good sign, though.
It is. And so we'll keep wiring her out.
With the downtown grant this year, if a merchant wants to take advantage of that program, and they're in a building that's over 50 years old, and most of our buildings are over 50 years old, they have to get that approved by the State Historical Committee and Commission. And so there's just a whole lot of paperwork involved with all these grants, and sometimes we'll see these grants are out there, but they just may come every other year, or maybe a one-time grant, or it may just be out there for a short period of time. We're pretty well maximizing our grant opportunities with the staff we have available to us
and
in Clay County.
And again, I want to say kudos to Dr. Young, Kevin, and all those that are. We couldn't get these grants if you didn't apply for them, and they go out of their way and work hard, you know, to do that. I know Dr. Young has applied also with a tourist enhancement grant here. Hopefully, if we are blessed to get that, may not get it this time, but we're going to still keep going back to the water hole and everything to spend some money here at the courthouse and everything. I know bathrooms is one of the things that we've always been, considering to try to update and everything here.
And the amount we were able to apply for would go a long way toward reglazing our doors and windows.
Absolutely.
Here at the courthouse, which is something. The courthouse is still a fine, sturdy structure,
yeah.
150 years old almost and going strong. But woodwork does deteriorate over the years, and that's something that has to be repaired. It's not a matter of replacing, it's a matter of restoring.
Exactly. Got to take care of it. As Thomas relates, always says, allude to the grand old lady.
And to make these things happen, as we've mentioned before, we need volunteers. And so if you would be interested in volunteering on the Workforce Development Committee, they meet the second Tuesday at 10 a.m. If you'd like to become a member of the Clay County Lions Club, the Lions Club meets the first Monday or the second Monday at 6:30 at the park. We'd be happy to have you over there. We just need all the volunteers that we can get. And we can, if you have volunteered and you've not been contacted, let us know. We may have overlooked your application or whatever. And I apologize for that if we have. But let us know if you'd like to volunteer and you have volunteered and you've not been contacted. Let us know about that.
There's plenty of work to be done and a lot of work that is going on. And we've got a variety of things that are going on. And we could talk for a lot longer, but we've got about 1 minute left or thereabouts. And we'll throw it to Dr. Young for 45 seconds.
All right. I think this is going to just about be a whole program, the sesquicentennial coming up. If you'd like to volunteer in the sesquicentennial program, come by the chamber and pick up an application. If you'd like to buy a commemorative, come by and you can do that at the chamber. The committee is doing something fantastic about family trees this year. If you'd like to do your family tree, come by the chamber and we have the information there for you. And Melissa White is the chairman of that committee, and a lot of fantastic things are happening. And I didn't cover a whole lot of that this morning because she can come here and spend probably 30 minutes talking about all the things that are available there. Over 25 subcommittees, and so everybody needs to be involved in that.
Folks, we're out of time. A lot of good news here. Dr. Young, Mayor Reagan, thank you all for being with us today. We'll
thank
remind you.
You
there'll be a replay of this show tonight at 6 p.m., and you can join us here every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. for Clay County Corner. Join us next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.